Welcome to another episode of Fresh from the Hill. We are here with Alina Kim, and I'm your host, Juliana Garcia. Alina, welcome. How are you today?
Wonderful. It's a beautiful fall day. Typical of Ithaca's gorgeous scenery.
Yes, it is very nice. So you graduated from the hotel school, right, in 2003?
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey getting here and how it was while it was here and what brought you back, or if you stayed the whole time?
Well, I got accepted in, I think it was 99, and I got accepted early, so I got to have a really cool senior year, and I had only been up to Ithaca one time for my interview when I had been accepted, and I just kind of took a leap. I didn't shop around for other colleges. To be honest, I was like, if I get into Cornell, I'm not even going to bother with any of the other schools on my list. So
that's the right answer.
Yeah. So I had a great senior year. I came in rejuvenated. And the hotel school was great. It was like the perfect fit for me in terms of just hospitality meets academia.
Yeah. So you knew going in that you wanted to be in some sort of like hospitality.
Did you know
exactly?
Well, it was also a spur of the moment thing where one of my classmates, Valerie, who I haven't spoken to in forever, she's at Facebook now. She applied to the hotel school and just I overheard her conversation. I think she sat in front of me in Spanish class and was just talking about it. And I think until that point, I was going to apply to the Air Force Academy as a psych major.
Total,
complete opposite. You know, end of the spectrum. Even got like letter from my senator and
wow.
Like did like the physical exams. And then suddenly I was like, nah, this is not the life I want for myself.
Oh my God.
And I decided to go to the hotel school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like quite the shift.
Right. Exactly. I went from like almost military to complete entrepreneurial, like opposite of like any kind of like government job.
I feel like I could see you rocking like the military thing though.
Oh, you know?
Like me, I definitely would not be able to do that. Like,
I don't have
all.
The discipline for it, especially now that I'm living such a nocturnal life in the bar business.
Yeah.
And then, to kind of finish, I know I'm going to go off on a million tangents, but
that's okay.
Yeah, coming to Ithaca, it was kind of like, it was this type of scenery that really got me. And then, I guess 4 years of really cool networking, aka fancy partying.
I like it.
And then I got kind of like a regular job after I graduated. I was a headhunter for a small firm in the city, hiring hospitality executives like GMs and engineers and sales directors. And I kind of just got a little bit burned out. 2 hour commutes more, actually 2 hour plus commutes every day and just, you know, sleeping on the bus and kind of feeling like life was just kind of like slipping away. And then I decided to look into something more entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. And this opportunity just happened to come as soon as I had finished up my time being a headhunter. My little sister the second youngest little sister, got accepted into Cornell, also hotel school. And by the way, my brother also graduated in 07 from the hotel school. Four hotelies in the family. She just told me that there was nothing for the international students, the Asian international students, to do, and that karaoke would do great here. So we kind of just dove into it and came back 10 years later. I graduated 2003, and then came back 2013 or 14. I'm a townie now.
I love it. So did you go into this business like with your sister, or was it really just something you wanted to do on your own?
So she was the seed that planted the idea, and then I kind of just ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with her involvement and my other little sister, who's 2 years younger than her, was basically, I want to call it cheap labor, but I might have paid for it more in other ways.
Yeah.
Because I had to be a big sister and like a parent and a boss.
Yes.
At the same time. But yeah, it worked out really well because they had guaranteed jobs throughout their college careers to fund whatever fun they wanted to have with a very flexible and awesome, nice boss, might I say. And also, you know, they're also hotelies, so they got to learn the insides. So it was like an internship slash job slash crash course in entrepreneurialism.
So can you describe like what a karaoke house is? I know it's probably like very obvious, but you know, if you could give us some background.
It's actually not
on that,
obvious. You'd be surprised how many people have never seen this business model before. So when I explain it, there's a few ways to do it depending on who you're talking to. If you're talking to an Asian person, you could just call it KTV, which is known as, which is also known as NRB. So there's KTV for karaoke TV, and it's used a lot in Asia. And then in Korea, it's called 노래방, which is like a song room. And then in America, I just call it Asian style karaoke, in that you get your own private room and you throw your own little party. A lot of people don't understand how it really works, but I'm like, it's like renting a hotel room just for a couple of hours so you could be a rock star and we'll bring you food. You have great sound system, and it's like you have your own little club inside a room and you have a private party by yourself.
So are these more popular in like bigger cities? Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like would you find these all over the place?
So the closest one to us is probably more than 200 miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
But in the United States, any of the major like A cities like New York City, L.A., Miami, Chicago definitely have maybe two dozen or so in those like clusters of them. In New York City, you'll find like 10 of them just on like 32nd Street, and then maybe another dozen like spread out throughout the city, and then some in like the suburbs. But I think that we are the first small like C city, because I want to say that like Ithaca is not even like a B. I would say like, you know, C. Not in terms of quality, but just in terms of like size. And so I think we're the first type of, I want to call, I guess we should just call it like karaoke, Asian karaoke business in a non-major city.
Asian karaoke like conferences where you all go and like learn what
we
the cool
should.
New products are, you know, that would be so great.
Well, it's a market that has not really been saturated yet since it's only in like the major cities. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that my future will involve karaoke on a much larger scale, maybe consulting, karaoke consultant.
That's cool.
Future job.
Like people who want to set up their own.
Yeah.
K houses of sort.
Exactly.
If you're listening and you want to set up a K house, call Alina.
Exactly. We'll set up a karaoke empire for you.
That would be great. Because it brings so much joy to my life. I very much frequent that place. Not as much as I used to, but I will get back in the game.
We joke that it's cheaper than therapy and much better than therapy. And you could also, it's like group therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a friend who was a neuroscientist, or not was, is a neuroscientist. And I mentioned that on certain nights when karaoke is like really like lively and we have a good crowd, that I could almost like feel the energy, and it's like this like positive energy that you could kind of almost like soak in. And he gave me the science behind it.
Was it Michael?
Yes, it was Michael. Yes. So he gave me the science behind it, and he said that, you know, even walking side by side with somebody gives you a connection, and your brains like sync up, and even like your heart rates like sync up. And so when you sing with somebody or dance with somebody or do all of those things with somebody, it's even more heightened. So there's a reason why people like make so many friends, and how so many strangers have become friends at K-House, not just because of like the music or the food or just like a nice environment, but it's also like singing with people brings people together.
And what's nice is it's like an activity that you don't necessarily have to drink with. I know some people are like, I can't do karaoke unless I drink, right? But I mean, you don't have to, and it's like a fun thing, way to like go to a bar and not feel like, oh my gosh, like now I have to drink because I'm here.
So I would say number one karaoke myth is that you have to be drunk to be able to sing. And then I guess number two would be that you need to have a good voice to be able to have fun doing karaoke. I would say top two karaoke myths.
I can very much say that you don't, because I have a terrible voice and I very much enjoy karaoke.
Oh, yeah. And you make so many friends there, going up on stage with strangers, just inviting people up. It just becomes a big party.
I love it.
As long as you like music, and who doesn't, right?
Yes.
I also enjoy, I used to have a family business bar as well in the past, where we didn't have the karaoke element. And there were times where it did get like a little bit depressing because we had a lot of regulars, you know, who drank a lot and were not necessarily there to just like just have fun. And we were just kind of like a cheers, like a family, like mm-hmm. not a family bar, but like a place just to kind of gather. And over here, I feel like people come with a positive attitude. And if they're not already in a good mood, they come to like improve their mood and leave better. So it gives me a little bit more purpose. Yeah. Not that karaoke is, you know, a life-changing thing, but it definitely improves the quality of life for a lot of the people that come into Chaos.
Yeah. So you're also a singer, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Because I feel like there's like singers and there's like singers. I'm doing like hand motions for everyone who can't see.
In quotes, air quotes.
Yeah. But I'm like raising with my hands the level of singers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. At first, it was something that I kind of wanted to hide a little bit and just kind of sneak up on stage and sing a little song or two. But I've totally embraced the entertainment factor of it and that I could also be an entertainer and a business owner. So, yeah, I do sing. I sing a little bit, and I try to entertain at K-House. And then to bring it back and wrap it up with Cornell, I was in an a cappella group for all 4 years of my – actually, 5 years of Cornell, because I did take a gap year. I was a business manager and president of the Touchtones, the Yay! Premier all-female a cappella group. Just going to shout you guys out there.
Yes.
Still going strong. We had our 35-year reunion last year. And it was like the best thing ever. It was the best thing ever.
Was everyone singing?
So much fun. Well, it was like so many. I want to say that more than half of the girls that I was in the group with came back. So it was like awesome. The ultimate reunion. And we all got up on stage and sang. And of course, the after party was hosted by yours truly.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yes.
And it was just an epic, epic, epic reunion. It was awesome. Musically,
was
socially,
it a closed
everything.
After party? Because I can imagine some like random person going in and be like, "Everyone is so good at singing. Like, what is happening?"
It was ridiculous. Well, we of course took our largest private party room, even though there was only like 20 or 30 of us. We decided that we should spread out and just mm-hmm. have a great time. I want to say that every song was pretty much like a show. People could easily have paid to like sit
That's
in
amazing.
Our room that day and get good entertainment.
That's so great. So I know you do other events like at the K-House that aren't like specifically confined to like just booking a party for karaoke, right? Mm-hmm. And I personally believe those have like brought a lot to our community. So could you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing that are like a little out of the box?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm kind of like an artsy person. So I wanted to bring more arts into K-House. I figured that we have the space and we're already doing music and we'll bring a little bit of art as well. So we started doing a lot of like paint and sip nights. I believe you were at the most recent
yes.
one and also sporting your canvas tote that you personally made
yes.
yourself.
And my Scooty shoes.
So we're going to have a lot more paint and sips and trying to make it unique as well so that it's not a typical experience. I don't want to take away too much from the other businesses that also do paint and sips mm-hmm. and just kind of have it be more of a unique experience where you're doing karaoke and doing like a craft. Mm-hmm. And my most recent idea, which is in the works right now, is bringing in local artists to teach classes so that I could provide a way for them to make a little bit of money, reach their audience and interact with their audience and also have some fun karaokeing mm-hmm. and get a little bit of like a spotlight. One of my friends, Yen, who's a local artist here, she did a bunch of the murals downtown in the parking garages. She's on deck to teach a class soon. And then I am also, I dabble a little bit in arts as well. If you're ever on the corner of State and Plain, I have a little power box mural. So I'm also semi-qualified to teach these classes, which is why I taught the first
yes,
one.
And it went fabulously.
Well, thank you. I was so, so nervous. Music is my thing, but, you know, trying to dabble in the arts a little bit as well.
It's like all within the arts realm, I
yeah,
feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you also do like the stones, right? Like painting
oh, yeah.
stones.
We've done like rock painting classes. We just opened up a garden, a rock garden in front of K-House. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a drop-off point for rocks and a pickup point. You could pick up blank rocks that I already primed so that they're ready to paint. You can drop off the ones that you've painted and have other people pick them up. And we just ask you to tag and maybe just kind of keep it going. Because it's not fun if you don't, like, have the interaction. Mm-hmm. And, like, I like to know where the rocks end up. And I like to see people posing with them. And it's just really cute. And then outside of art, too, we're also venturing into possible things like date nights, like single mingle parties.
Oh. Well, I'll still go.
Yeah. Well, we should also just have, like, friend parties. Like, why can't I just go to just, like, make new friends?
I would be into that. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually, something that maybe would be also down your alley would be also in the works, talking with a local awesome singer named Treese.
Yes.
She may be interested in doing a women's group. So imagine like a monthly women's karaoke club.
That would be so great.
Right? Oh, so that's another thing that's in the works. And then we also do a lot of LGBT-focused events. So we have a few drag shows. We just finished up our Halloween drag show. We had a really awesome Pride drag show in the summertime, so we were trying to recreate that.
The Alice in Wonderland one was...
Yes, it was so awesome. We're definitely going to do it again. Definitely going to do it again. It was so much fun. I didn't realize I love dressing up, too. So yes. I have an excuse to kind of dress like a crazy person every day of my life. And then we also have Drag Pride Karaoke once a month as well, where we have very special, fabulous queens leading karaoke and just kind of just hosting and getting everyone feeling welcome. And we always have a good night. That's a really good night to come. Super vibrant and just like fun to see like the fashions.
Yes. See everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Alina, thank you so much. That's it. We hope to catch you on the next episode and have a great day.
Woo!
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Fresh from the Hill. Music for Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson-Rogers, class of 2013. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. For more information about the podcast and Cornell Young Alumni programs, visit our website at alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni.